Hello, I'm Colin from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Lynnwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. First of all, do you live in the city of Lynnwood Springs?
Yes.
Okay. And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Lynnwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
And is your opinion of the Lynnwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Lynnwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The first one, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The next one, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or the last one, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
The middle one.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Lynnwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Much too high.
As you may have heard or read, the city of Lynnwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. So please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option 1, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no?
No.
The option 2, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4-cent to a total of 3/4-cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Yes.
Nope.
Or no? And the last one, option 3, will you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
Nope.
Okay. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Here are a few statements that supporters of local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Please rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. Okay? The first one is, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors that is currently necessary. That was very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
The next one, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Lynnwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
The City Public Work Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Was very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Somewhat.
A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Lynnwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get wood roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Very, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very somewhat
not at all.
Okay. And the next one, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Not at all.
The next one, since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly since voters last approved 1.5-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very persuasive, somewhat or not at all. Okay?
Not
the last three. By voting yes for the full 1-cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaking water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-resident making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our street.
Not at all.
The last two, 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Somewhat
persuasive. And the last one, the full 1-cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replace the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Not at all.
Not at all persuasive. And having heard all of this information on both sides, let me ask you again, how will you vote, yes or no, on each of the following options? The option one, to renew the 1.5-cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5-cent for a total of 1 cent, to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed.
Mark no for all tax increases.
I need to read everything verbatim.
Come on. Are you about done?
Just two
more. Are you about finished?
Yes, we're almost done. Option two, to renew the 1.5-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4-cent to a total of 3/4-cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years.
No.
And the last one, option three, to continue the 1.5-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
No.
And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs and up to date construction prices rather than future rising prices? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And just for quality purposes, can you please tell me what is your gender?
Female.
And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
11 to 20.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And have a good day.
You too. Bye.